I think we're both nervous. I mean, the thing is, we've known each other and we are quite pally. Like, I've known Eddie since he was young, and it's always hard to play him. I mean, even when we play exhibition games, it's tough. But to play him in something like this, I mean, all the pressure's on him, to be honest.
Coming into this William Hill Grand Slam of Darts, you must have looked at that group you're in and thought, oh, I've got my work cut out, just qualifying for the knockout stages here. Great start.
Well, obviously, I'm the underdog of the group, and to be honest, that's how I like it. Obviously, Eddie, twice world champion, John Part, and Premier League winner Gary Anderson. It don't get much tougher than that. I mean, if you could have swapped any one of them for Phil Taylor, and that would have been the toughest, you know what I mean? But obviously, a win's a win, and wasn't the best I've ever played, but obviously, I think Eddie was a bit nervous as well. First game in any group system, when it's only best of nine legs, is tough, and I think that was the proof there that it is tough, and I managed to sneak it with a good last leg, so I'm not just pretty tough, I'm well tough with that.
Yeah, it was a cracking last leg to seal it, and that proved the difference in the end, because it was pretty scrappy. You know you're going to have to improve to go deep into this tournament.
Well, just into the group, never mind the tournament, I'm going to have to play. But again, I think the next game with the Party and Gary's going to be the same. It'll be nervy and tough. Usually the second games are a bit better, and obviously I play the winner of this next game, and I hope we both improve, and I'm sure we will, to be honest.
You're no stranger to Wolverhampton Civic. How are you finding it up on stage here? It's some arena, isn't it?
Well, I love that stage. I mean, it's not the biggest arena in the world, but it produces some atmosphere, and I really enjoyed that walk on again. I mean, I look forward to it. When this finishes next week, I'll be looking to 2:13 already, because it's such a buzzing atmosphere, and the crowd always treat me really well, and it's one of the ones I look forward to, yeah.